pat it on the floor, and you'd be one or two quilts. It'd give you a good hard sleep.
Any other names for that, Pat?
Not really so.
Or any other kind of beds on the floors? Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes they put a bed down the floor, but they still call it a pallet. Because mm-hmm. It wouldn't be as thick as a regular bed.
Talking about a kind of land around here. Still used to be kind of wetlands.
Well, yes, it's been drained a good bit. And we don't have many swamps as swamps and everything. Swamp for you to south of here.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's pretty dry now, so that's
yeah. Is the swamp usually big or large, or is there smaller, other words for smaller parts of it, or?
Well, a swamp and a bay. A bay is smaller than a swamp.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have any real swamp class set here, except around the Lackahaw River, you'd have what they call a Lackahaw River swamp. And that usually means all the land on each side of the river running up and down it. But it's not, it wouldn't range out over a mile or two from the river each way.
Yeah. If you had a swamp though, but not, it's not really a swamp because it's by the ocean, it's got salt water in it, what would you call that?
It'd be a marsh down there.
Uh-huh. And
if
you had I guess this is for example, but down by a river or stream, there's a flat lowland by it, what would you call that?
The land?
Yeah, the land itself by the river stream.
The land would be a hammock, and the water would be a sloop.
Uh-huh.
And you go off the river up into the sloughs and do fishing in them. And the hammocks is the land above the water. That's where the deer and the squirrels touch that.
Is there a term, though, for the real fertile land by the right next to the river stream that was kind of flat?
Well, up in Tennessee you call it bottomland, but down here we don't have it called that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it down here?
It's just farmland.
Uh-huh. And you'd say...
But see, we don't have enough hills to make it bottomland. I mean, it's just land.
Mm-hmm. If you were trying to describe the soil in a field to somebody by that stream, and it was really productive soil, you'd say that soil was...
Well, it's good fertile land.
Uh-huh.
And, then they have what they call sandy loam. And,
is loam a good or a poor soil?
Loam is the best. Sandy loam is the best. It holds water right good. And, but sandy loam wouldn't be the best. They got rocky loam and sandy loam. And,
uh-huh.
I believe one or two other kinds. I don't remember all of them. But your loam is the best because it's got enough clay to hold water real good. And sandy soil, it's good for some things, but not all. Sand is a good tobacco land.
What if it was mostly clay? That'd be good about it.
Mostly clay would,
What do you have a name for that?
Not especially. I guess you'd call it clay soil.
Uh-huh.
Hard soil.
If you wanted to get the water out of the swamp soil, how would you do that?
Well, both them ditch it. Uh-huh. Dig ditches and drain it. Years ago, the WPA did a lot of ditches around over the county. And, they call it channelization now. They go out and dig a swamp up and drain it down. But people have stopped them from doing all that right now because we're getting things drained down and losing all the woodland.
Mm-hmm.
But it's best to keep part of your swamps right on, make everything grow just right.
If you had a heavy rainfall or something, and say sometimes the water carries some of that dirt away, what would you call that thing that makes?
Erosion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing, that little hole itself, is there a name for that?
That'd be a mud hole.
Uh-huh. If there was that channel that was cut in a field, though, by erosion, would it be
a ditch.
Uh-huh.